time is from the Interim Director of Employee Benefits Division, an informational report regarding dependent eligibility audits. This is also being referred to the Committee on Personnel. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good morning. Can you introduce yourself?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Matt Hanchek. I'm the county's benefit manager. Mr. Schrader unfortunately sends his regrets. He was unable to attend this morning with a scheduling conflict. The report before you, unfortunately, is very similar to the one provided last month in that very little has changed at the state level. We're still waiting for a break in the impasse on the budget repair bill, and this impacts this item in two ways. One, in terms of capacity with other projects related to the repair bill, reviewing ordinance language and submitting it for possible changes or preparing it for the passage of the bill. And then two, the timing of the audit itself after the conclusion of the RFP. At this point, rather than wait on this indefinitely, what we are thinking that we'll intend to do is move forward with the RFP process, leaving it sufficiently vague with regard to the timing of the audit itself so that we can adjust it when we finally know what the outlook will be from the state.
Any questions about the committee?
Well, I have been concerned about getting this audit done. It's an initiative we put in the budget last year, and I think it's a good solution at least for both the RFP and fill in the details later so we know what the state's going to do. So.
Okay. Any further comments?
It's information.
We don't need
information.